Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving them a call, dress like a million bucks, bucks. Diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me?
Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, God is in the blessing business. I'm in the receiving line. Man, that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. You know, I thank God for waking me up in the mornings. I really, really do. I thank God for the spirit that he wakes me up with. Because I finally figured it out. Such a blessing, man. Such a blessing that shouldn't be taken for granted. The fact that you are up today. The fact that you just got off work and you driving home. The fact that you got a job to come home from. The fact that you got a job to wake up to. Whatever it is, the fact that you can see, think, hear, smell, walk, talk, rhyme, reason, whatever it is. It's a blessing, man. It is a blessing. And you know, I was talking to a partner of mine last night, and an analogy came to me last night of what my life has been like. And I was just going over my story with a friend of mine of some of the things I had gone through, and he never knew it. Because he said, man, you never told me that. We were just talking. One of the things I remember, and it's kind of equated to my life, was when I was a little boy, I used to go to the store with my mom, and she would let me buy a jigsaw puzzle. Now, for those of you, a jigsaw puzzle comes in a box. There are no instructions. It just comes in a box. And it's simple. You're going to dump the pieces out in a pile, and you're going to try to put the pieces together until it looks like the picture that's on the cover of the box. That's as simple as it is. Here is the deal. I would select a jigsaw puzzle based on the picture that I liked and if I thought I could do it. Now, if the jigsaw puzzle, if the picture looked too crazy, if it looked too intricate, I didn't want that puzzle. You know, and the thing was, back in the day, you got a jigsaw puzzle. You had 100-piece puzzles, 400-piece puzzles. Man, then they say a 1,000-piece puzzle. You go, whew, ooh. So those were a little difficult for me when I was a little boy. So I didn't want that. As I got a little bit older, I had more challenging puzzles, you know. 450-500 piece puzzles. But I always picked a picture of something I liked and wanted to see happen. So it's very simple. You get the jigsaw puzzle, you get it home, you open it up, you dump it out on the table. You flip all the pieces over so you can see them. And then I would try to sort them based on the colors on the box. If it was like a black section, I'd take all the black pieces and slide them over there. If it was some flowers, I'd try to find all the pictures with little jigsaw pieces with the little floor, and I'd separate them. And then I'd start putting it together. And the way I started was I'd try to build the border first because I knew all the straight edges had to be side by side at one point. So I'd go like that. And it was funny, man, because it's related to my life. I would start putting the pieces together of the picture I saw that I liked. And that would be my picture. And oftentimes when I got through with the puzzle would be about maybe 2 feet wide, 2 feet high, something like that. I like them about that size. Sometimes I get a little bigger one, depending on the size of the piece and stuff. And I would make that puzzle. A lot of people didn't like jigsaw puzzles. The majority of people I knew and my friends didn't like jigsaw puzzles because they didn't like the work. And I had a partner that used to come to my house and see mine and get mad. And he'd go home and start one and it'd get too difficult along the way, and then he'd stop, go back to it, and his puzzle was left unfinished a lot of times. As a matter of fact, none of the boys on the street liked jigsaw puzzles but me, because they just didn't want to go through the intricate details of figuring that out, really go outside and run or something like that. Well, I did too, but in the wintertime, you know. And so what happened was, as I got older, I wanted more difficult and challenging puzzles, but I wouldn't go too far. I wanted some nice stuff to happen. I had a picture of what I wanted for my life, but I didn't want to go too far because it was so challenging and difficult. I couldn't see myself with all of that, and I didn't have the time, the knowledge, the expertise, the figuring all the intricate details. And I discovered something when I was talking last night. That's what happens in life to a lot of people. You get bogged down with the details of coming up and trying to create the picture that you want for yourself. You put it to the side. You say, oh, that puzzle crazy. Next thing you know, you crumble it up and put it back in the box. Or you go halfway and you get stuck. And you get to the part where it ain't a lot of different colors. It's all the same. And that's a little bit more challenging. So that may stop you. But it's somewhere in the jigsaw puzzle that it gets very difficult and challenging, the bigger the picture you want. But then what'll happen in your life is just like what'll happen in a jigsaw. Once you get comfortable and you don't mind the challenge, you could get a bigger picture. But here's the key to it, though. If you put God in your mix, see, the picture that I saw for myself as a boy is not the picture that has happened to me as a man. Because along the way from boyhood to manhood, from the time I was 10, you understand, what happened along the ride in there was I started putting God in the mix. And so now the picture that I have now is not the picture I saw. It's the picture that God saw. So what I'm saying, this analogy is, the picture you have may be difficult to complete, but if you were to include God in your life, put God in your jigsaw puzzle, God will not only help you complete the puzzle, and he gonna add some pieces, he gonna do some favors, he gonna show some mercy, and you gonna look up, and the picture that you're able to end up with will be totally different. And much more complete, much more beautiful, a bigger picture than the one you had. Because there's no way that I could have saw the life that I have today back when I was a boy. And it amazes me when I hear people say, I always saw this for myself. I didn't do that. I didn't quite see this for myself. I don't know how you can have the ability to see what God really has for you. But man, he's a masterful jigsaw man. He's an incredible puzzle completer. So if you got a puzzle that's challenging to you, Maybe you need to see what's the picture that God has for your life. If God were in your life, if you completed the puzzle, what would it look like? It'll be a far more extensive puzzle, and it would be a far more beautiful piece of scenery than you could have ever imagined. Tears come in my eyes because I can't believe God brought me this far. I can't believe that when I opened up and accepted him and started talking to him, that he would add all these pieces to my jigsaw puzzle, and my jigsaw puzzle would look like this. And I could tell you, I ain't got a whole lot to do with what I done turned into. It's mostly favor and blessings and grace and mercy of God. And I looked up and I just got a much bigger jigsaw puzzle completed. And guess what? He ain't through with me yet. That's what's amazing and exciting about a relationship with God. God could take your jigsaw puzzle and fix it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I said welcome to the Steve Harvey. Would all our visitors please stand, please? You are welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's right. It's the voice of the nephew holding it down. I had to clear that out. I'm sorry. Yeah. Had a long night. Had a real long night.
Oh,
I get to that.
Yeah.
This show is dedicated to the Houston Rockets. This show is dedicated to those that don't shoot nothing but threes. That's who this is dedicated to. Yeah. This is those that don't want to make a simple layup. We got to shoot threes all the time. We live and die by the three. Oh. I will be talking about you Rockets all morning long. I'm still a fan. I'm still a ride or die.
Yeah.
I'm in there to win it. I'm with you when you win, with you when you lose. But good God almighty, Can we run a play? Let's get that off my chest. Carla, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good Tuesday morning. We are fresh off the three-day weekend, and I'm with you, too. We are so sad about our Houston Rockets, but I'm still a Rockets fan. I'm not a fair weather fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get over it. We have to say congratulations to Golden State. They are in the NBA Finals.
Once again.
Yeah, take on Cleveland. What's up, Chris?
Once again. Mm-hmm. Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm still in mourning. We'll talk about that later, too.
Oh,
yes.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we'll get around to that. Well, we in mourning, too. We lost. I don't know if you lost something, but okay.
Yeah, I did. I lost.
You sad, too, sure.
I lost something. Yes, I did.
Okay, let's speak to J. Anthony Bright. Right, let me say this. Uncle Steve and Junior are out today, and the crew is holding it down.
We got it.
J. Anthony Brown, what's up, baby?
If you shoot threes all night long, you have to hit threes all night long.
Hello.
If you miss threes all night long, you'll be watching Golden State play the damn game. That's how, that's how it go. That's how that go.
I miss my CP3. That's what I needed last night.
Yes, we did. We
yeah, you did.
Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
That ain't the only three y'all missed last night.
Terrible.
Y'all missed 47 threes.
To be exact.
What was
that's
that
probably the right number.
What happened? Why would you keep shooting threes?
What was that about?
I don't know.
Because that's what got him there.
That's what got him there.
Mm-hmm. That's what got him there.
But we got to do something different in the new year. I'm tired of watching Harden come down the floor and dribble for 20 seconds.
Dribble.
And then we ain't got 4 seconds left.
Dribble, shoot.
But let's get to this morning, though. Let's get to Shirley Strawberry being in mourning.
M-O-U-R-N-I-G.
Not mourning.
He's not happy today.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's feeling kind of sad.
Jay.
Is it what I think it is?
He's going through it.
Yes, it is.
I'm hiding out amongst the penguins.
would you stop?
Shirley, what happened?
Okay, well, you know, I mean, we'll talk about it later this morning, of course. But I'm talking about, of course, Morgan Freeman and him being charged or accused of sexual inappropriateness.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, yeah, you all know that I was a huge Morgan Freeman fan. So.
Was.
A little upset about it.
That's going to be 30-something.
All right, run that prank back with the nephew coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny, guys, and we're going to talk a little bit about Weekend Review as well. Don't forget, Steve is out, Junior is out. They will be back tomorrow, but the rest of the crew is here. All president accounted for. That's right.
We have
all president accounted for, and we are in the middle of Shirley. We're not going to run over it. You lost something very dear to your heart.
Very dear to you. What happened? Shirley, yes. Talk to us.
Yeah. You all know that Morgan Freeman has been accused of inappropriate sexual behavior on movie sets, during interviews, things like that. He's issued a couple of apologies, you know, saying that if he offended anyone, that he apologizes. That wasn't his intent or whatever.
He didn't mean
it. Yeah. So there you go.
Now
you
left,
and you all know.
He left you a message too, Shirley.
He did not leave me a message. You all
he said,
know
that. I'm in trouble now, Shirley.
I was a big fan
of
it.
Do this.
I think it's better you find you a new old man.
I'm hiding amongst the penguins.
Shirley, we got to find you a new old man.
We gonna get you a new old man.
You got to get a new crush.
You got to get a new crush, Shirley.
You can't, Shirley.
You know.
How about the guy from Saturday Night Live? What's his name? Garrett Morris.
Oh, from old school Saturday Night.
Greg Morris.
Garrett.
That's a good old man,
That's
Shirley.
A good guy.
Garrett.
No, Jay.
Who?
Louis Gossett Jr.
There you go.
Okay, sure.
That's a good old man for
love
you.
Love him as an actor. Love him. Love him.
What about Officer the Colt 45 guys, Shirley?
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams, still around.
Oh, Billy.
You want my hand to fall off? Nothing?
That's a good old man,
That's
Shirley.
That's a good one, Shirley.
I'm not saying they're not good. These are all great
choices,
guys.
You
want
to go white? You want to go white?
It doesn't matter.
How about Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
That's a good one. 007. The original. Yeah.
Sean Connery.
You're old 007.
Yeah, old.
Wait.
So
I got
hurt,
one.
Yeah.
I got one.
You all are making
James
fun of
Earl Jones.
There you go. There you go.
It's
oh,
a good
a
old man
boy.
For
That's
you,
That's a real
Shirley.
Good man, yeah.
This is
it's
CNN.
CNN. Tell Shirley to call me.
And he's a great actor. Okay, that's a possibility.
No, we got to find her. We ain't find one she like yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
You got one?
Who?
Now, he might scare you half to death. Anthony Hopkins.
There you
know, you're going to be scared.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hello, Sherry.
You got to find you a new black old man. I'm trying to think.
Let me think.
Well, Shirley, you're in a pickle.
Yeah.
I mean, because you all know how I felt about
that
was you all
your
know.
Crush.
Yeah, I loved Morgan Freeman. I don't know why.
Oh,
but I loved him.
The producer, the record producer with the Where's the Long Scarves? What's it?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Quincy.
Yeah.
Good old man.
Good old
for you.
Man. He'll drop a couple women for you because you know he got a lot of them, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You can get on the team. You can get on the team.
Said that. Yeah, including Ivanka Trump. Right?
Okay. Let's
Nicola
go
Trump,
way
why not
there.
Trump? Nothing happening at the house.
I'm going to go way back, Sherry. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh,
nice
wow.
Old white man.
Oh, I got it. I found it. I got it.
Oh, guys.
I got it. Who's Tommy, who is check it out.
Huh?
I never heard him talk, so I don't know what he sound like.
Oh. Okay.
Joe Jackson.
Michael's
daddy.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael's daddy.
Good and old.
Sure, y'all can find new groups together and everything.
Shirley,
you're going to be a producer, girl.
Shirley, come to work.
Wow,
hey,
Shirley.
Steve, how you doing? What's going on?
You want, these are all great guys. That
Shirley, what's wrong
with
you? I'm dating Joe Jackson, so I can't talk loud.
He's married to Miss Catherine Jackson, in case you guys have forgotten.
Y'all
want
me to talk loud, so I can't talk loud.
They not married no more, Shirley. They ain't married. They've been separated a long time.
We'll be right back after these messages. What up,
How about
Shirley?
This, Jay? How about this? Red jacket, black bow tie, black pants, white shirt. Isaac from the Love Boat.
Yes, still around. Still
Ted, what's Ted?
Mickey
yeah,
Mouse?
Ted like, he can fix her drinks and everything. You
all
know
I could think was Mickey Mouse when he said red jacket. But
I got somebody that's real old.
Who?
Performer. Performed at the First Supper. Not the last, the first.
Jesus?
George Wallace.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
You guys are no
You don't
help
get
at all.
No older than that. I'm
Can
sorry.
You have, is it possible to have a crush, but they done passed? Can you have that, Shirley?
Yes.
This is all Shirley. And why are you doing this, Shirley, in case people are just tuning in?
Well, in case they're... Well, I mean, I'm sure people have heard over the weekend and even before the holiday started, Morgan Freeman was accused of inappropriate sexual behavior, comments, things like that from women on the job during interviews. And like I said earlier, he's issued a couple of apologies saying if he's offended anyone, that that was not his intent.
And I want to apologize to Shirley Strawberry.
Yes.
He did not mention my
name. How about
name?
James?
You've got to move on away.
You
got to
move on.
Shirley.
Yeah. James Evans.
Well, Shirley has always had a crush.
Yeah, yeah. Just everybody knows.
The guy from Good Time. Yeah. What's his name? James? Is James? Uh-huh. Yeah.
No? John Amos.
John Amos. Yes.
You know, good old man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's real well, Shirley.
He looks good.
He done been through the ghetto, come up out of there.
I don't have a problem with anyone that you guys have mentioned. They're all great actors, great talents, whatever.
You know what your problem is? You're too picky.
We try to give you some good people here.
But she's married, though. How about that?
But this is just a crush. This is just a crush.
It's just crush. You know what? You know what? John Witherspoon. Bang, bang, bang. Coordinate.
We're here to help, Shirley. That's what we're trying to do.
All right,
just help.
Well,
yeah, Shirley, but you're going to have to let that one go.
I appreciate you guys. Question mark? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'll get over him.
Old ass Jimmy Walker.
All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, guys, entertainment news. Starbucks is closed. And Morgan Freeman, yes, has issued another apology. We'll have the weekend box office numbers as well.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Right. Now, this right here, this is workers' comp. You understand?
Okay.
This is workers' comp. Now, you do know when you're at home and you're supposed to be hurt, you're not supposed to be doing anything strenuous. You know that, right?
Oh, right.
Right. So you should not be having sex at home.
What?
Not if we're sending you workers' comp.
Where are you supposed to have it?
Because I'm finna find out. Here it is. Listen.
Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please. Who's calling? My name is Ed. Ed from the Human Resources.
Oh, yeah. That's me. What's up?
Well, Vincent wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How you doing so far?
Yeah, man, I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool. And, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right.
Therapy's going pretty well?
Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though.
Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time?
Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one to send in the check?
Yes, sir. We're the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that, huh? It's good.
It's all good, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me ask you this. We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous
I ain't been working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now, and they told me not to do nothing.
All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct?
Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man.
Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work.
I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras, I don't even hardly go nowhere.
Well,
you know,
the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home.
At home, I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work.
Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home?
What kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business.
I'm with Human Resources.
I don't give a about. Man, excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. About have you been having sex?
Are you having sex at home?
Say, that ain't none of your business, dog. Have I been having sex or not?
Okay.
Any way. What kind of, man, sir, let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. And it's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now, if
the only way you can, I know there not be no cameras in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance
sir,
for me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
Man, you have a man. You better not have no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You've been surveillance for me having sex. That's a damn lie.
Sir.
What's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed, who Ed? Because I'm, Ed. I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. This is Ed, who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if
who?
We find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, if Ed, I don't need no warning. I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex. And
you
all
cannot
that.
Have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're
Ed.
Putting it on your back and we're paying
Look,
you. We're paying
I don't give
you
a damn
sir,
about what you're
back.
Paying me and what you ain't paying me. You gonna call my damn phone, tell me something about you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some Ed.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you. No
no,
more
I don't
sex
wanna, you don't need to say nothing to me but your last name and your supervisor name. That's what you need
my
to
My
do.
Name is Ed. Okay, and you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you're going to have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. Just because y'all, that's what y'all do. Because y'all doing for people, y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man, when y'all helping them. I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is, I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the I think y'all can just call them and say anything. That's man. I don't like that. And I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but you got me heated right now, man. And
okay.
There better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm going to tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever,
you
know, okay?
What you talking about? I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you're giving up some money. Now, I'm going to sue y'all if I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't gonna have to never pay me no more. You gonna pay me one big check that I'm suing the out of y'all. Then you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me,
man? You go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. This and after this here, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay. Are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard, your coworker Leonard?
Yeah. What about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vincent, buddy, you been pranked.
Man, get the f*** out of here. Man, y'all about to have me to... Ooh, Lord, talking about my check and f***, man. No, man, what's up, man? This is... y'all had me going out, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his f***. Let me call that f***. Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a... Oh, so I'm still getting my damn check then. That's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all gonna take my... What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all
doc.
Got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here. Y'all
too much.
Come on.
Stupid.
Get a nephew some.
Oh, they're going
to
get
you
some, all right.
Yeah, you're going to get some,
all
right.
Oh, yeah. It's just
what you
a
think?
Matter
all
of
right,
time.
Was that
you're
decent?
Gonna, yeah, that was funny.
You're going to get the same thing Houston got last night. An ass whooping.
Jay, you're not supposed to. Stop punching me now. You're not supposed to be having sex if you're on workers' comp.
No, not at all.
You're not supposed to be doing anything.
You're getting a check.
That's strenuous. You're not supposed to be doing anything strenuous.
Oh, wow.
That's too far. You're going too far.
Yeah,
you
are.
No, you're getting this check.
So
if you can have sex, you can bring your butt to work. Right?
Whatever.
No,
whatever.
No. Depends. It doesn't work like that. Yeah.
What you got,
Shirley? All right, thank you, nephew. Listen. Well, at the three-day weekend box office, you know, this kicks off the summer movie session
season.
And all of that. Yeah, mm-hmm. The number one movie is Solo, A Star Wars Story.
It works.
It made $103 million. Now, they're saying that it didn't live up to what they said it was going to do.
It was horrible.
It was bad?
Very bad.
Oh, you didn't like it, Jay, huh?
So you're going to go see it, huh?
Yeah, because if you say it's good, I've had that experience.
It was the best movie ever then.
Number two, Deadpool.
Very good movie.
$55 million. Yeah. Number three, Avengers Infinity War, $21.2 million. Book Club, number four.
Now, that was funny.
Book Club.
The Book Club was really good.
Diane Keaton.
Yeah, that was good.
And Jane Fonda. Then Life of the Party, 6.9 at number five, okay?
Seen it.
So Solo won the movie box office, all right?
It'll be called Nomo.
All right, we'll be back with more entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with entertainment news, guys. Just a reminder, Starbucks is closed today if you're trying to get your coffee fix. They're closing about 8,000 of their stores nationwide. Remember, they're going in for that anti-bias training in the wake of the Philadelphia just debacle in which two black men were arrested for no apparent reason, just for sitting there.
So they're
going to
fix all that in one day?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're going to lose about $12 million.
Oh, they'll make that up in an hour.
On Wednesday.
I don't know. Yeah, they make all that up real quick.
There you go. No Starbucks.
So now you can go in there and stay as long as you like.
Yeah. And use the bathroom.
Yeah.
They say there are going to be some, conditions with that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to, some of them are going to have to use their judgment. Starbucks employees are going to have to use their judgment. Isn't that what happened in this case?
That's how you got in trouble the first place. Using your judgment.
Exactly. Yeah. Come on now.
How are they going to do anything about that $8 coffee? That's what we need to work on that.
Meeting about that.
Yeah, that's your meeting right there, Starbucks.
All right, and we talked about it last hour, but Morgan Freeman has issued a second apology.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
After eight people accused him of sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior, and he said his actions should not be equated with incidents of sexual assault or abuse in the workplace. Now, this is according to Morgan Freeman.
I'm sorry, Shirley.
In his statement issued late Friday.
Seen my old friend Morgan Freeman.
He said that I am devastated.
Can you tell me?
Would you be quiet? Listen to this, though. He said, I am devastated that 80 years of my life is at risk of being undermined in the blink of an eye by Thursday's media reports. All victims of assault and harassment deserve to be heard, and we need to listen to them. But it's not right to equate horrific incidents of sexual assault with misplaced compliments of humor or humor. Misplaced compliments or humor. That's what Morgan Freeman is calling it. He's also issued a statement after allegations first surfaced, saying that he is not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. He says, I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
Also, more news from the Me Too movement. Former movie mogul Harry Weinstein was arraigned on Friday on charges of first and third degree rape and committing a criminal sexual act in the first degree. Yeah, that's really, really serious.
I saw it.
7 months after women began to come forward, Weinstein was charged for alleged incidents involving two women. There you go. That's a lot. Yeah, yeah.
So Morgan Freeman, how about this? Morgan Freeman.
But he wasn't accused of rape or.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, Bill Cosby.
And, yeah, the Me Too movement. This is serious.
Yeah,
this
it is. Women are finally being heard.
What's the status on Kevin Spacey?
He's done.
Well, yeah, I think he's done. It's safe to say he's done.
They reshot a whole movie that he was in, Tommy.
Yeah, All the Money in the World.
Without him.
All the Money in the World,
him. They shot the whole movie over.
And also, he will no longer be in House of Cards. They're going to come back with another season, but his wife, Claire, what's her name?
Claire Underwood. Right.
Yeah, she'll be president, and she'll be running things, yeah.
Now, if that could only happen in real life. We lose the president we have.
And last but not least, R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
R. Kelly.
The movement with R. Kelly. Yeah, the boycott continues from record sales and things like that with the streaming services. Yeah.
So much is going on. Let's get to it, Tommy. Please introduce, bring in Miss
Here Ann. She is, the beautiful. She has national news, the one and only, Miss Ann Tripp.
President Trump, who marked Memorial Day yesterday in the traditional way, honoring the nation's war dead by laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery.
They came from every generation, from towering cities and windswept prairies, from privilege and from poverty. They were generals and privates, captains and corporals of every race, color, and of every creed.
It's now subtropical storm Alberto, getting ready to slam into the southeast with a lot of rain, especially right now in the panhandle, the Florida panhandle, according to the National Hurricane Center's John Cangiolosi.
Even after the storm weakens to a subtropical depression and a remnant low, it could still deliver some flooding rains across much of the southeast and the Tennessee Valley and even the Carolinas, where we could see 2 to 6 inches of rain during the next few days.
Alberto, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which actually doesn't begin until Friday. By the way, 2 members of a local TV crew were killed yesterday in the Carolinas when a tree fell on their news van. Today's a day that some 8,000 Starbucks stores closed for part of the day for anti-bias training. The coffee chains are shut down at about 2 p.m. for 4 hours. Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison has announced that he will no longer attend NFL games because of the ban against kneeling that the league announced last week. The Democratic representative says that while he's a well-known lover of the gridiron sport, that the NFL commissioner's ban on the players' silent protests against police brutality is, quote, cowardly and idiotic. A lot of folks, by the way, in social media comparing President Trump's insistence that all NFL players stand for the national anthem to an incident back in 1933 when a German soccer team refused to give the Nazi salute before a game. For that, the German team was grounded in Germany for a year. In other words, they were banned from playing outside the country for 12 months. Protesters demonstrated outside NFL headquarters, by the way, in Midtown Manhattan Friday, calling football team owners' ban against kneeling support for a, quote, fascist president, and designed to keep the issue alive for the Republicans to the fall election season. Sad news. The man who created Beauty Shop, all those Beauty Shop shows, producer Shelley Garrett, has died at age 71. Garrett, an actor and producer, inducted into the Smithsonian National Museum of African American Culture back in October 2016 as the godfather of urban theater. And tops at the box office over the weekend, the Star Wars prequel Solo opened in first place with $103 million.
I'm a driver and I'm a flyer. Time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
We'll be back with more entertainment. Today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so for the fourth consecutive year.
Oh, girl, wait a minute. Oh,
it's going to be all right, man. Always next year, Tommy.
The Rockets! The Rockets! They lost it all!
Oh, somebody give him something.
Threes.
Oh, that never hit boy shot the lights out.
All right, so Tommy, as I was saying, try to calm down if you can, Tommy.
Get a grip.
For the fourth consecutive year, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Tommy, we on the air. Pull yourself together.
I know.
Slap him. Boys, slap him.
He
slap
was him. At the game. He was at the game.
Slap him in the
I
face.
I went to the game. I cried.
Let me turn this mic off. Sharon,
yeah.
That's
so
better.
For the fourth consecutive year, get him something. LeBron
get him a new team.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers. Get him a new team.
What's wrong with Chris Paul, man? What's wrong with it?
People are hamstring like you did.
I don't care. LeBron would have played with a broke leg. He would.
Yeah, he would.
Well, he's going to be there at the championships with the with the Cavaliers. When they meet Steph Curry and the Golden State
Houston
Warriors.
Houston didn't cry this much.
Yeah.
I turned well, his mic off. Go ahead.
That's because Tommy was there. Maybe you should have gone out on the court and helped him. all right. So, listen, the matchup was confirmed Monday night when the Warriors came back to beat the Houston Rockets 101-92 in Game 7. They did make it to Game 7. Oh, okay. This was the Western Conference Finals, of course. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant led the way for the Warriors. I know, I didn't have to say the score right. With 34 points. Kevin Durant, 34 points.
She's doing stats on you.
Yeah. And what about his
Oh, it's Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
He needs to walk around with a brush on a chain around his neck. Just put a hole through the end of a brush and then wear it around his neck.
All right, the Cavs earned their ticket on Sunday, beating the Boston Celtics 87-79 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron led the Cavs with 35 points. The Cavs and Warriors already made history last season when they became the first two squads to face each other in the NBA Finals for three consecutive years. Game 1 is in Oakland on Thursday at 9 p.m.
I'm tired of seeing them do play.
Eastern on ABC.
Me too.
On ABC, yeah.
Yeah, Houston would say that.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
I
want to
see some new teams.
I want to see some new people.
Well, congratulations to the Cavs and to the Warriors, though.
It'll
really
be a good series.
Congratulations, but y'all can go to hell.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle planning a boring honeymoon.
Just to get away, huh?
Yeah, just to get away.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so listen, guys. After a lavish wedding, we all saw the wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Beautiful wedding.
Nice jacket.
Well, remember, they didn't immediately take a honeymoon. Uh-huh. Okay, so now they're preparing to take their honeymoon. They're going to spend it at what Page Six is calling the world's most boring place.
Where?
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex plan to head to the Fairmont Jasper Park Lounge in Alberta, Canada. At the resort's 6,000 square foot,
they just don't want to be bothered with nobody.
Outlook cabin, yeah. It's time to make babies.
Yeah, it's time to make.
It's time to make babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also known as a royal retreat. However, Jay is here with a list of visitors that are now going to the castle to see Duchess Meghan.
Well, now that the Duchess of Compton is in London, London, England, she's going to start having people show up who normally would not have shown up before, claiming they know her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We've all been there.
We've all been
there. We've all been there.
Tell me you got one, man.
Hey, is Mimi there?
Who?
I'm sorry, Meghan. It's Meghan. We call her Mimi.
Oh, you call her Mimi.
Yeah, hey, listen, Compton. Listen. Tell her Clyde from Baskin Robbins. Right there on La Brea. Tell her Clyde from Baskin Robbins on La Brea in California. I'm outside. She know me. She know me. She like chocolate and vanilla with hot fudge on top. She know me. Tell her Clyde out here.
How does she know you?
Yeah,
how does she know you?
Hey, my man with the big hat on. Tell her. Hey, my man with the big hat on. Tell her this right here. I used to sit behind her in the first grade. She know me. Tell her I'm here. I'm outside.
Hey, let me holler at you. Hey, yo. Check this out. Uh-huh. Is Meghan in there? Uh-huh. Listen, tell her Fontaine that used to work at the skating rink. I used to fix all the wheels on the skates.
Uh-huh.
Tell her Fontaine out here, I just got in town.
Yes. World on wheels.
Just try to come holler at your boy. That's all. Yeah.
Look at him. You ain't got to say but one word to her.
Okay.
Ramon. Just go in there and say, Ramon.
What
is she'll like come running out. Just say it like that. Ramon. She'll come out because she know me.
She don't know you.
Ramon. Okay. Remember that. Say it with me now. Okay. Ramon.
Ramon.
This is the Duchess of Compton is now in London.
Okay.
Which is the beautiful Meghan, right?
Uh-huh.
And these are the people that are trying to show up at the castle.
Okay.
That really don't know her.
Uh-huh.
That's who they are. Hey, look here. Tell her Aunt Bertha out here.
Who is Aunt
Bertha? I'm her mama's mama's auntie. And the reunion is on July 8th. And we need to know if she gonna put some money in on the reunion.
For the t-shirts.
We gotta get these t-shirts with these trees on.
Yeah.
But since she British now, is she not gonna be at the reunion? Is she not gonna be participating?
She brand new.
Don't get brand new just cause you over here with these people. Y'all in there drinking tea? What is Meghan doing? What is she doing?
Ain't Bertha.
That she can't come to the door and see Aunt Bertha.
Tell her, I got a little slight problem, all right?
Yeah.
And the problem is, I made it all the way over here on my own.
Oh, okay, on your own
I just need her to help me get back home.
That's a one-way ticket.
See, I knew I'd see her, and I knew she good for it. Tell her I'm here. I won't holler at her for a minute. Then if she can help me get back, I'm good.
Wow, wow.
I know she not going to sit in that castle and act like she don't know Jimmy Z.
Me.
All right, she know me from the 10th grade. I was two lockers down from her locker on the 400 hall. She know exactly who Jimmy Z is. Don't get in there and get brand new.
Yeah. Too late.
Tell her she was on the TV show Suits.
Right.
And
right.
I wear suits.
You know,
you have got to be kidding me. She doesn't know you guys.
She know me.
She's in England now, okay?
Oh, she can't watch fireworks with us.
She brand new now.
All right, guys, listen. Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, and the nephew is here now with his prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
If you can't talk straight at the barbershop, then where can you talk straight? This is the barbershop. Now, Jay, you can relate to this.
Yes, I can.
When you're at the barbershop, Jay, and you're sitting in the chair and you're getting your hair cut, the last thing you
been
want.
In a while.
last thing you want is for the barber. Is for the barber to move the chair with his midsection.
Oh yeah.
And it grazes your hand. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That right there. All I'm saying is. Now, I'm gonna dedicate this barbershop prank to Kevin Durant. You know, I think it'd just be great for him if he just could make it down there.
What
you understand
what
I'm
about?
Saying? And let's fade that thing. Let's fade it. Here it is, the barbershop.
Custis Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, Dennis? What can I do for you, brother?
Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. You can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. Well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man. Something of that nature. I mean, you know, I normally work appointments, you know. Come
okay.
About 3.
3 o'clock, you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there right 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation, though, man, that happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? What, somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
It really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened?
Well, here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your private part.
Oh, come on, bro. Say, Dennis. I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right, right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting. And I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you're going to turn the chair with your hand and not your private part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that. You know, but I mean, we will be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever, you understand, man. You know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, that's just not me. You know?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a problem.
Well, see, Now, right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know, I mean, I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your Now, that's what
see,
I don't.
See, careful now. You're touching me wrong talking about
you talking about I'm touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
Folk, I ain't nobody touch you like that, tell you, feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know, we don't ride on his cuss, you feel me?
Hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man and not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff,
man. Hold up, boy, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and say, bro, you know. I tried to talk to you, you feel me? But now you done rub me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
Well, ain't no punk flying there, then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold on, let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get backed up by this, you understand me?
Hey, man, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon, it's a barbershop. It's real over here, you hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something to you. Quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm going to tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your You come up with that you understand me?
I'm just trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
My best, I'll open you up. I'm going to open you up, boy. You understand? You, oh, hell no. No, get fuck. Watch out. No, that. No, come on here with that.
Put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you might want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Okay, it's getting close. With each prank, it's getting
it's
close.
It's the barbershop. If you can't talk straight in the barbershop, then where can you talk straight?
The Houston Rockets going to be crying about you getting your ass.
Hey. That was dedicated to the one and only KD, Kevin Durant.
Wow.
Let's go on and get that fade, baby. Let's fade.
All right. Thank you, Neff.
For the finals.
All right, switching gears here now. You guys heard about this, right? Kim Kardashian is at odds with one of Kanye West's early collaborators, Rhymefest. Rhymefest, of course, out of Chicago. He's a rapper. He runs Donda's House, Inc. It is a nonprofit named after Kanye's late mom. He recently, Rhymefest, called out Kanye for not funding the organization to help Chicago youth. Now, that's when Mrs. Kanye West stepped in, Kim Kardashian West, stepped in and accused Rhymefest of having the audacity to use Kanye's mom's name to try and shed a negative light on Kanye. Defend your man, girl. She says he hasn't been able to sustain the foundation, and the real reason he's mad is because he couldn't get a placement on the upcoming album, Love Everyone. Kim then threatened, "You better believe I will make it my mission to take Donda's House from you and let my children run it the way it should be run." Donda's House, Inc. says they will no longer use Kanye's mom's name in association with the nonprofit. The charity encourages Kim and Kanye to pick up the baton of service.
In the words of Kanye, wow. That's right. In the words of Kanye, damn. That's right. Tell him, baby.
She's upset. Damn. Defend your man, girl. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Back, baby,
yeah, girl. We'll be watching that story. All right. Coming up, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You guys, you're going to love this. Subject, is sex the answer for everything?
You're damn right.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I knew that. We knew that, right? Is sex the answer for everything? What? That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Just a reminder, Starbucks will be closing later this afternoon. They have closed 8,000 of their stores nationwide, huh?
They probably closed right now.
Right now.
Right now.
I passed by there this morning. Wasn't nobody there.
Oh, I thought they weren't closing until the afternoon. But anyway, 8,000 of their stores nationwide is closing, you know, for that anti-bias training in wake of the Philadelphia debacle, which two black men were arrested for apparently no reason, absolutely no reason. They were just SWB sitting while black. Mm-hmm. But right now, it is time. Let's switch gears here. It's time for the Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need any advice on relationships, you do, Jay. Don't look at me like that. You need some advice.
I always need advice.
Some dating advice.
I need help. Yes.
Work, sex, parenting, and more. Submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And click Submit Strawberry Letter,
click
okay?
It.
Mm-hmm. Click Steve will be back tomorrow, of course. Come on, nephew.
Can I throw this in, Shirley?
Yeah.
We will be doing weekend confessions a little later on this morning. I'm just saying that. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, okay. Okay. We miss weekend confessions.
Oh, you're going to get it today. Okay. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, and make sure you guys are listening because you're going to have to chime in today on this letter. All right, subject, and we already know your answer, guys, everywhere in the world, on the planet, and everywhere in the universe. Is sex the answer for everything?
Hell yes. Yes.
You didn't even have to think about it, did you?
Works for me.
All right, here we go. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 24 years, and he thinks sex is the answer to everything. A prime example of this is last month, when we went to a barbecue at his mother's house. When I bent over to get a soda out of the cooler, I caught my husband lustily looking at my butt. A lot of friends and family members saw him too, and they all laughed. I was really embarrassed. I ran in the house to a bedroom in the back, and my husband followed me. When I told him how embarrassing that was, he slowly massaged his crotch, smiled and said, I got something that'll make you forget all about that. Well, right after that, I know this letter's crazy. Right after
one
that,
one more time.
I got something
you
that'll make
say
you
say it right.
Well, how was that?
I got something make you forget all about that.
Or I got something make you forget all about that.
I ain't gonna have that right out your mind.
Sounds like you guys have been there before. All right, listen. Right after that, we were doing the do at his mother's house. Okay. 2 minutes into it, my husband's mother and his aunt came busting through the door. Instead of excusing themselves, they stood there laughing. Now, I can't even face his mother. We're a close-knit family, so I know I can't keep avoiding her. When I try to talk to my husband about the situation, he goes right back to rubbing his crotch and telling me, hit it, Jay.
I got something for that. Don't worry about it.
I got
follow
something.
Follow with a laugh.
Oh, God. In fact, he does that almost every time we get into an argument. What shall I do? I enjoy sex with my husband, and I will never tell him no, but something has to give. I mean, surely sex can't be the answer to everything. Yeah. Please advise. All right, this letter is confusing to me. It really is. It's very confusing. Clearly, you guys have a very active sexual relationship. You have an active sexual sex life, okay? Mm-hmm. While others may not see this as a problem, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Where?
And that seems to be what you're saying in your letter, kind of, sort of. You know, it might be the situation here. You say you're embarrassed. You say you're uncomfortable. Your relatives are busting in on you. You're doing it at his mama's house. You didn't even go over there for that, but you end up doing it. Then they bust in on you, and, you know, and everybody has a great laugh at your expense. But if this is how it's been and how you guys have been for the last 24 years, I can't believe that you're just now complaining. That's the confusing part. You know, some married couples would love this. They would just absolutely love this. And then some would think your husband is oversexed. It just depends, right? And they would think your husband is too much. I think it's
ain't nobody oversexed. Let's quit. Let's kill that right there. it ain't never too much. Let's just stop this about oversexed.
To her, it is. To her, it is. You got to see.
Look, what Vandross said, it was never too much. Never too much. Never too much.
You got to see her side of it, though. You know what? it just all depends on what you like and what you can tolerate. No one wants to be disrespected. And if you're feeling disrespected, I'm trying to get exactly what you're saying here. You're saying it's too much, but then you say you enjoy sex with him, and then you say you'll never tell him no, but then you're saying it's too much. That's why I say it's confusing. But if you are being disrespected because your husband isn't hearing what you have to say, you're going to have to really sit him down and make him look you in your eyes and nothing else. So you can tell him what's really going on. You got to be happy in this situation, too, not just your husband. Okay, here we go. Yeah, come on, Tommy.
Here it is. Let me tell you something. If you want it to stop, you're going to have to completely close your mouth and say nothing at all. Because no matter what you say, it's going down. Yeah. Whatever you say to your man, if you say, can you believe what Trump tweeted last night? I got something that'll make you forget about that.
Okay, question. Why are you talking like that?
That's how it sounds.
That's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that's that sexy thing, Shirley. You know, that's what it's about to happen. Oh, my God, the Rockets lost. I got something make you forget about it. Yes, I do. Oh my God, I gotta get my nails done. I need a manicure and a pedicure. I got something make you forget about that. Yes, I do.
Wow. I know, it sounds so ill.
Right.
Oh my God, did you hear what Kanye West said about
slavery? I got something make you forget all about Kanye.
Baby, my car has stopped on me and I need roadside assistance.
I got your car fixed right here.
That's sexy to you guys?
Yes.
Ew.
Yes, sexy. Right.
Oh my God.
Give me another problem.
We're running late and I don't want to miss the choir. We got to get to church on time.
I got something for the choir.
What? All right, listen, we got to go to break right here. I guess we're going to have part two of this foolishness when we come back at 23 after the hour. Subject is sex, the answer for everything. That's today's Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, guys. Let's get to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. As we mentioned earlier, Steve is out today. The subject is sex, the answer for everything.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What we have to do here is a reenactment.
All right. This woman wrote in. I'll recap for a second.
I smell a reenactment.
This woman wrote in. She's been married for 24 years. She thinks that her husband thinks that sex is the answer to everything. A prime example, she says, is that last month they went to a barbecue at his mom's house, her mother-in-law. As she bent over to get a soda out of the cooler, she saw her husband looking at her butt like, you know, I want some of that, right? And so then, anyway, so she was embarrassed, and she went into the bedroom in her mom's house. Her husband came in and said, I got something to fix all of that, because she told him how she felt. She was embarrassed. And then so they started doing it right in the mom's house. Then the mom and the aunt bust in the bedroom and just, you know, instead of leaving, they just stood there and started laughing. So she's saying she's embarrassed. You know, she's uncomfortable with this. She doesn't know if she's going to be able to speak to his mom again. She says also, though, that she enjoys having sex with her husband and she would never turn him down. But she also says that something's got to give. Because surely sex can't be the answer to everything.
Something gave.
She gave it up. So the letter is a bit confusing because it's like she wants it, but she doesn't want it as much. Mm. But she does want it, and she does enjoy it. But it's just a bit much.
Be the lady, Jay.
No problem. No problem.
You love
it. I think Jay a better lady than
me. No, yeah, you play the lady with anger.
Yeah, begrudgingly. Begrudgingly, he does.
Begrudgingly. Yeah. We hear it in your voice. So that with that, you don't make a good lady.
but guess what, Jay?
Yeah.
I got something that can make you forgive.
You are so disgusting. I'm so disgusted with you. Disgusted.
Yeah, I guess what? I want you to be disgusted right here because I got something.
My car's out there. I need 2 brand new tires. And what are you thinking about? Sex.
I'm thinking about 2 or something else. I can't make you forget it.
I was so embarrassed. Totally embarrassed. At my mom's house? At my mom's house?
Well, that's better than your pastor's house.
Am I not safe from you? Oh, my God, you're disgusting.
24 years you guys have been married.
Baby, disgusting. I got something to make you forget about
Put your pants back on.
Now, why would I put them on and we haven't started? Because I got to help you forget about that.
I'm not getting on that washing machine again.
Oh, well, then we're going to get on the dryer. Turn it on. I got something to make you forget about that.
Last week, I was in washing my hair.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see you, and bam, look at you. Disgusting.
Come up
disgusting.
From behind you, right? I got something to make you forget about your hair.
God.
I'm afraid to be in the shower because of you. I'm taking sponge baths just because of that.
Oh, baby, you up in there taking bird baths, but that's all right. When you,
you
turn
don't
that
care
sink,
about
I got
nothing.
Something to make you. Yes, I do.
I've got bad
you.
News for you. Check this out. Went to the doctor last week. He said I'm losing my sight.
Oh, well, you ain't going to see me when I get there, but I got something to make you forget about that. We're going to get you some glasses in the middle of it, girl.
I go downstairs to clean out the basement. Uh-huh. Who's down there butt naked?
Oh, girl.
Yeah, because we're going to clean out more than the basement. I got something to make you forget about that.
Give it a rest, man. Give it
and
a
when
rest.
When we get through resting, we going to do something to make us forget about that.
Forget about resting?
Yeah.
That's your answer to everything,
yes,
husband?
Because yes, sex is the answer for everything.
That was cute, guys. Thank you.
Tommy, that's how you play the woman. You don't fight it. You
give it up, ladies and gentlemen. J. Anthony Brown as wifey.
Keyword, give it up.
Give it up. Give it up.
Give it up.
You guys.
I love that boy. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so we got to go. Thank you guys so very much. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's.
I got something for your email.
Oh, my God. On today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, you can join me this Thursday. I'm back at 1:30 p.m. for the Strawberry Letter After Show on Facebook Live, okay? Switching gears now, have you guys seen this on the news? This has been everywhere. An Atlanta-based plastic surgeon seen on video singing and dancing in the middle of surgery.
All right?
You saw this, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So now she's facing several malpractice suits, okay?
Really?
Her name is Dr. Wendell Boutte.
Boutte.
Paging Dr. Boutte.
That would be a sister.
I got something to make you forget about.
I got something for that Boutte.
Okay. All right. She's in the operating room. Okay. And check this out, guys. As she cuts, this is serious, as she cuts into human flesh, she's a surgeon. The Atlanta area dermatologist sings and dances for the camera.
Do you really want that?
Yeah, she's singing and dancing to songs, okay? In the video, there's video of her doing this. Boutte is seen cutting into a patient's abdomen while she sings and dances along to what else but Cut It.
What?
You need to
This is crazy. Yeah, you
need
to
cut it. Hey, I build your booty.
Do you really want your doctor singing when you're out?
No. So in another Boutte, she's seen dancing around with her surgical instruments and performing her own version of the Migos' Bad and Bougie. More than 20 videos were posted on the doctor's public YouTube channel for promotional purposes. They have since been deleted. Patients have taken notice. There are 5 malpractice lawsuits pending against Dr. Boutte. Go to all social media at Steve Harvey FM to see these doctors' videos
and to comment. Everybody wants to be famous for a little while.
Yeah, famous the new drug. Yeah, it really is. It's terrible. I mean, these are life.
That's so unprofessional.
Yeah, it really is. And it's life and death.
It might be therapeutic, though. It might help her be better at what she's doing.
Violating the patient's rights.
Yeah, no.
It ain't in the paperwork that you can't sing and dance while you work.
All right, listen. Call Nephew Tommy for weekend confessions at 877-29-STEVE and confess what you did over the weekend.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
We have brought Weekend Confessions back. This is Tommy's segment. It is time for Weekend Confessions. We want our audience, you, to call and confess what you did over this fabulous 3-day weekend we just had, right? Holiday weekend, huh?
Yeah, and Shirley, I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through.
Right.
I
like no that. Judgment.
This is no judgment.
Right,
because help is overrated.
Yeah, and the guy that helps and all of that is off today. He'll be
the
back
guy
tomorrow.
That cares, he's not here.
You want help? Yeah. Call tomorrow.
Okay, I'm not trying to save you.
Tommy's not here for that.
We want to hear what you're going through.
Yes. I don't want to motivate. Matter of fact, you can call and talk to me about anything.
We don't even have a confession.
If you just want to say something to the morning show or the nephew, give us a call. 877-29-STEVE. Call us now. You want to talk about who you picking in the finals? Either you're going with Golden State or you're going with Cleveland. Call and holler at your boy. My team didn't make it, but I don't mind talking about it. 877-29-STEVE. The phone lines are open. We don't do this that often. It's time to talk to the people.
That's right. Okay. But speaking of confessions, though, you guys did have confessions, Jay.
Tommy said he has one first, and I'll go after him.
Okay.
Somebody should confess.
Go ahead.
Okay, I confess. Okay, I went to the game last night.
The Rockets and Golden State.
Went to Rockets and Golden State. Yeah. And I did something that I wasn't supposed to do.
Like what?
Okay. So my tickets really wasn't good tickets. So I went 20 rows down.
You was on top of the Toyota
Okay,
Center.
I went 20 rows down and sat in two people other seat.
Uh-huh.
And then when they came, we argued about, I don't know how they printed up the same ticket. We have no, where your ticket? We ain't got it.
Uh-huh.
We ain't got
it.
We made it there for the first half, then we had to move back up the rafters.
Yeah.
But I confess, it really wasn't my seat.
Okay. Good confession.
Me and my boys was hanging out.
Okay.
What you got, Jay?
Oh my God. I hate to admit this.
What?
Come on.
But when I go to the movies and they have a lot of theaters.
Because you went to see Solo this weekend,
but
yeah.
But that ain't the only movie Star I saw with one price. I saw.
Oh,
we can't hear you, Jay.
I saw the Avengers. I saw Deadpool. I saw
off one ticket.
Yes,
oh, you got your money's worth, yes. Boy.
I mean, double feature.
All you got? No, I did like 4 movies. All you gotta do is walk out and walk in the other one. It's not hard. It's right there. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes you go in mid-movie, but you just get, so what I miss? You just turn
to your neighbor.
So what I miss?
You remember back in the day, you used to go down and open that exit door and let your boys in.
Oh, my God.
I can go back further, and I hate to admit this, but I remember when movie was like a dollar. Your parents give you a dollar. Not only you saw 2 movies.
Oh, like a matinee?
Yeah.
You saw 2 movies. You saw a cartoon, The Three Stooges.
Okay.
And popcorn was like 25 cents. It's ridiculous now, so I'm getting all my money back.
That's why you're doing it.
What you got, Carla? You got a confession?
Okay. So let me tell y'all this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the crew knows that my Instagram account was hacked.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Carla. Yeah,
my Instagram account was hacked. So
turn your mic up.
Yeah, Instagram, they heard all about it and they know about it. So I tried to play it off with my family like I wasn't devastated and I was okay. But deep down, I thought I was going to die.
Correct.
You can't live without it.
Man, that's a lot.
I tried to play it off. I'm like, I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. So here, follow your girl at Lips by Carla. Get my followers back. So that's my confession.
Wow.
So you can have some of mine. There's some people that I don't like anyway, so I'll give them to you.
Okay. But, Jay, I was trying to play it all off.
Oh, like, it's okay.
I'm good.
Oh, you did like I did
inside.
When I went to divorce court and I lost. I'm like, it was cool.
It was cool.
No problem. I paid. No problem.
Right.
I got
this
that.
This was a setback.
All right.
Shirley Strawberry.
What you got? Right.
Confessions.
You
all
feel
right,
better.
So, my daughter was hungry. Okay. So I told her I was going to cook.
Woo!
Got in the car, ran over to one of my favorite little Jamaican restaurants. She doesn't know they have beans and rice and like the stewed chicken that I love so much. She doesn't like the plantains. I went and got that. I went and got a small or large order, excuse me, of that. Came home, rushed home before she got there. Threw all the boxes up, put it all in pots, and acted like I cooked it.
You got to be.
I did it.
The brand new pots you ain't you.
Yeah. Honey.
You put it in that.
Those and, very ones,
and
as Carla Farrell would say.
The Jamaican guy was in there. You got to do the cooking thing again, huh?
I did it, though. She didn't
know.
Oh,
you're back for the cooking thing. All right.
She'll know now because she's listening, but she did not know earlier. She said, this is really good, Mom.
Hey, you put a smile on her face, and that's the only thing that's important.
And she was hungry.
Yeah.
You need to quit cheating.
You need to stop.
Cheating. That's cheating.
I'm sorry.
Cook that baby some food.
Let's go to line six and talk to Joe out of West Palm Beach, Florida.
Let's go. Joe.
What's going on, fellas?
All good, man. All good. Well, it's weekend confessions, man. What you got?
I feel bad, man, but y'all had the segment on the strawberry letter about the, you know, sex is everything. But my confession this weekend, I slept with three different women.
No problem.
Hey, man, come on, Joe. Right. Talk to me, boy. I'm not mad about none of this. You done made your boy sit up over here. Talk to me. Give
Did
me step by step. When we start? We started Thursday or we started Friday? When we started, Joe?
We started Friday night. It was Friday night. It was Friday. It was Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday, and then we had to cap it off on yesterday. So,
yeah,
God,
that's why you sound so tired.
That's the American dream, man.
He sounds tired.
Right now, everybody, stand up and let's give Joe a big round of applause. Right now.
Now I got to rest up.
Yeah, you do, Joe. All right, listen, we'll have more weekend confessions calls.
Ooh, I want to talk to Joe
and who are you rooting for in the NBA Finals?
I'm rooting
finals?
For Joe.
I'm rooting for
877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of weekend confessions with the nephew.
It's that, I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through.
That's the funny
You hit the
part.
Nephew up on 877-29-STEVE right now. 877-29-STEVE. You can give me a weekend confession. You can just call in and talk to me and the crew, or you can let me know how you're feeling about the finals, the NBA finals. Are you going with Golden State or Cleveland Cavaliers? 877-29-STEVE. The lines are open. Give us a call.
Now, we had Joe Tommy that called in earlier, last break.
Yeah.
Now, what was his confession?
Joe had three women in one weekend.
Joe rhymes with toe.
That ain't what it rhymed with. That ain't what it rhymed with.
Well,
I ain't
going to
say
tired.
It, but that ain't what it rhymed with.
It rhymed with toe.
I'm scared, Mr.
He had his toes out.
Yeah.
You know that.
Show.
His toes was out.
He
was
mad at Joe.
He put in work.
And it was 10 more toes with it.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Actually, Joe had 30 toes this weekend.
Unless he was with a woman that was missing a toe, who hadn't been there.
What?
I need to tell you.
Jay, you been with a lady that missed a toe?
She said, "I need to tell you something before we do this." Well, I don't have a big toe. I'm like,
a
and?
Big toe. Oh, no.
And?
What? One more time.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not looking for your big toe.
She said, "I need to tell you something before we do this." Like, what? I don't have a big toe. I'm like, and?
But you know, and you know what you're supposed to say back, Jay?
What?
I'm going to need you to keep your socks on. That's what
but
I'm
you know what?
He didn't care.
I should have known something when she had on one sandal.
This is ignorant right
here. I don't want to see this toe.
That was a clue right there.
I don't want to see this foot.
He had on one flip-flop, man. It was messed up. A flip-flop and a shoe.
For some reason.
I just knew a girl that broke her baby toe, mm-hmm. and she just had problems with balance until it healed.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering about that.
The you don't know is, how much you need that until
it's gone.
Until it's your baby toe.
Yep.
You know, Shirley had 11 fingers.
Yeah, I know. She told me.
It was 12, and I hate you right now.
Why did you have, wait, tell me about this.
So when y'all was counting in school, Shirley, you hold your hands up trying to do timetables. You had 12, and people just couldn't count with you.
Hey, I was great at math, okay? I was really good at math.
That's two more little piggies. What did they do?
Where did them little piggies go?
They weren't full grown, but they were called extra digits. And
just little biggie.
I had them cut off. You know who else had 12 fingers, Tommy?
Who?
Tay Diggs.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm.
Tay Diggs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. You can really scratch yourself with 12 fingers. You can get all up in there, boy. You can take care of some things with 12 fingers.
I was
so
born
with did he have them 12
them.
Fingers when he did Stella Got Her Groove Back?
I think he must have had his removed as well. You can get
so
him
what'd
removed.
You do? Did you throw him away? Did you put him in?
You put him on a necklace and hang
him.
You
know, the pathologists, they kept them to observe, to do experiments and stuff or whatever they do with
them.
Gives
a whole new meaning to giving somebody the finger. Huh?
So, sir, when you don't get high five, you get high six.
I hate you!
High six, man.
You tell them this, Shirley.
It was, you know what? You know how we all know something about each other.
Let me get this right.
Yeah.
Had you been an usher, you got a finger sticking out.
I hate you.
And you actually get the 6-finger discount, too, I'm sure.
Oh, remember that? I don't know if you remember. Remember the toy they had that was a gun, but it was called 6-finger, 6. You remember back? I'm the only one that remembers. It was a finger. Anybody remember that?
This is an old-ass toy you done brought
up. This is really old. This is back with skates.
We don't know that, Jay.
I'm bowing out. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, did you play softball or anything? When you?
Yeah, I played softball, Tommy.
That other finger, though, was it in the glove? How you
did? Did you ever eat that snack called Bugles? Remember when you put
Bugles.
And you put them on all.
So Shirley, when you put on gloves, if they don't fit, you must have quit.
No, not.
She wouldn't wear gloves. She would wear mittens because she didn't want to hurt nobody.
That's cold, Shirley.
I did wear growing up in Chicago. I did wear a lot of mittens. You couldn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, I did wear a lot of mittens.
Mittens are not cool. Yeah, my mom mm-hmm. made me wear mittens.
Yeah,
I wear mittens.
Yeah, you can't be cool with mittens, man.
Yeah. Because you can't, you need your fingers.
Yeah, you need your fingers.
But then
you need all 12 of them, don't you?
I hate you.
Well, you're perfect at helping somebody wrap a gift. Huh? Put your finger right there.
Tell you what, though, if you itching somewhere, I know you can get to it.
Shirley, why did you tell them?
I don't know.
You can get that middle back good, can't you?
But we were talking about something one day. We're talking about something one day. We weren't on the air, but we were at work, and everybody was just talking about stuff that they didn't.
Confessions
that we didn't know about each other. And that was one you guys didn't know about me.
That you had 2 extra fingers.
Yeah.
Now, the other question, were they all on one hand or one on each hand?
I hate Jay.
Well, you got to be balanced.
You got to get to the bottom of this.
How weird would that be, Jay?
I hope you wasn't 7 and 5. I really hope you wasn't 7 and 5.
But if you know, I mean, growing up, it was like crazy, and you know, you have to hold hands like in kindergarten.
How old were you when you had them removed?
Oh, I was good and grown.
Oh, so you
oh, you had went through school with these 12?
Yeah, I was good and grown. Yeah, yeah, I was good and grown.
How did you swear if you like?
Pinky swear. Pinky swear.
Which pinky? And when you went bowling, did you? Mm.
I love bowling.
I wouldn't put a ring on it if I was you. I'd put a ring.
Did you ever draw the hand to make a chicken when you was in school?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that turkey.
Yeah, with a turkey.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
Turkey look different.
I did, Jay.
Sorry, Shirley. All
right. Coming up at 20 after, we're going to take more calls. We need you guys to call in and confess. I just did my confession. 877-29-STEVE. Yeah, I had 12 fingers. So what?
I swear.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of Nephew Tommy's weekend confessions, and it was a 3-day holiday weekend, Nephew. Tell us about it.
All right.
What you like. come what? On.
What?
Rockets.
Okay, you're upset about the Rockets. We know that.
Yeah.
But... you want the people to call in because what?
Well, I'm not here to help you. I'm just going to, I'm just here to, well, I'm just here for what you're going
through. We're here to help you.
I'm going through right now.
And Steve helps. He's the one that helps on this show, and he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, the guy who cares is out.
Yeah. 877-29-STEVE. Give the nephew a call and talk to us. Whatever you're going through, we're here to hear you. We're not trying to help you. We ain't trying to judge you. We ain't trying to fix it. You want to talk about the game? You want to talk about Cavaliers and Golden State? We can talk about that. We will not be talking about them Houston Rockets. Not this morning. I'm going through.
Well,
I had a long night last night. I'm not talking about it.
Yeah, you were at the game. Man. All right, let's go to line Rocket 6 fan. And talk to Monique.
Monique, son?
Tommy.
Netflix, Monique?
No.
Netflix.
No. Oh. This is Jackson, Alabama, Monique.
Oh, you could be there.
You're talking about Netflix, Monique. Okay. No. Monique, good morning.
Our friend, Monique.
Good morning.
Turn your radio down,
good
baby.
Good morning to all of you all.
Morning, hey, Monique.
Where you calling from, baby?
Jackson, Alabama.
Jackson, Alabama. All right. What's going on this morning? You got a confession?
No, sir. I just called to say, go Golden State.
Wow, Tommy.
Okay.
You don't give a damn about your pain. I'm trying to get this Band-Aid on here,
y'all. Let me get it on.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, that's
Monique.
Your team, baby. You a Golden State fan.
Monique,
why?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't care about Tommy's feelings?
Yeah, Tommy's really hurt about the game.
I'm sorry. Well, it was a good game, but the best one.
He was there at the game, Monique.
You know, and that's so amazing because you could have seen that ass whooping on TV. You didn't have to go, Tommy.
Oh. Well, I guess with him being so short, I couldn't see him.
Thank you for calling, Monique.
Damn.
Good luck to you in the finals.
I'm on Team Tommy, but that hurt me.
You're the president and CEO.
I'm the president of Team Tommy.
Monique.
Monique, don't be so mean.
I said bye, Monique.
Monique's gone.
You ain't going to keep doing that.
No, you're not going to get two in now.
No, when I got the button.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But, Tommy, you were excited. I mean, the first and second quarter of the game.
It's been like that the last two, three games. They do incredible the first half.
They're on fire.
And then I don't know what the hell they talk about in the locker room, but when they come out.
Third quarter.
They some different people playing.
Yeah. It's like the Shepherd says, let's go lose this game.
Oh, James Harden.
Jay, stop
team
that.
Team Tommy.
No, that's not Team Tommy language. Stop that.
I mean, I thought you would
at least go to Shirley. This is hurting. This is painful.
But I thought you would at least go and say something to Shaq.
You didn't go hang out with Shaq.
Shaq was waiting on me to come over there to talk to him. Uh-huh. I was so depressed. I see Shaq later. Because I didn't want to, because, you know, then Barkley might have said something, got on my nerve. I just didn't feel like that.
You don't want to get to fight.
Yeah. You know, Kevin Durant hit 40 pawns. I don't want to hear that.
50 pawns.
Let me tell you something, Kenny.
All right, listen, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Stay with us right after this, okay? We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so for the fourth consecutive year.
Oh, girl, wait a minute. Oh, it's going to be all right, man. Tommy, always next year, Tommy.
The Rockets! The Rockets! Right, baby, I know. They lost it all!
Oh, somebody give him something.
Threes.
Oh, that never hit boy shot the lights out.
All right, so Tommy, as I was saying, try to calm down if you can, Tommy.
Get a grip.
For the fourth consecutive year, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Slap him.
He was at the game.
Slap him in the
face.
I cried. Let me turn his mic off,
Shirley. Yeah. That's so better.
For the fourth consecutive year, get him something. LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Get him a new team.
What's wrong with Chris Paul, man? What's wrong with it?
People in their hamstring like you did.
I don't care. LeBron would have played with a broke leg.
He's going to be there at the championships with the with the Cavaliers. When they meet Steph Curry and the Golden State
Houston
Warriors.
Houston didn't cry this much.
Yeah.
I turned his mic off. Go ahead.
That's because Tommy was there. Maybe you should have gone out on the court and helped him. All right, so listen, the matchup was confirmed Monday night when the Warriors came back to beat the Houston Rockets 101-92 in Game 7. They did make it to Game 7. Oh, okay. This was the Western Conference Finals, of course. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant led the way for the Warriors. I know, I didn't have to say the score right. With 34 points. Kevin Durant, 34 points.
Stats on you.
Yeah. And what about his hair?
Oh, it's Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
He needs to walk around with a brush on a chain around his neck. Just put a hole through the end of a brush and then wear it around his neck.
All right, the Cavs earned their ticket on Sunday, beating the Boston Celtics 87-79 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron led the Cavs with 35 points. The Cavs and Warriors already made history last season when they became the first two squads to face each other in the NBA Finals for three consecutive years. Game 1 is in Oakland on Thursday at 9 p.m.
I'm tired of seeing them do play.
Eastern on ABC.
Me too.
On ABC, yeah.
Yeah, Houston would say that.
Yeah, of course, of course.
I want to see some new people.
Well, congratulations to the Cavs and to the Warriors, though.
It's
going to
be a good shit.
Congratulations, but y'all can go to hell.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle planning a boring honeymoon.
Just to get away. Huh?
Yeah, just to get away. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, last break of the day. Let's see, what have we learned today?
Well, we learned Morgan Freeman is not going to do any more God.
We learned about Morgan.
Oh, you had to bring that up?
Your relationship with him is over.
We learned that Shelley has 14 fingers.
No! We learned that Carla, her Instagram got hacked.
Yes.
We learned that
and
Joe.
I tried to play it off and act like I wasn't devastated, but I am. So follow your girl at Lips by Carla.
To four now. Get him back. Bring him back.
Strong four.
I liked new picture, Carla, that you have on your gram. I liked it already, girl. Yeah,
thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
We've also learned that sex is the cure for everything.
It answers everything.
Oh, that was the strawberry letter.
We learned that.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what we learned.
We learned that I sneaked into the movies.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Yeah. You paid for one.
Paid for one.
But you saw about 18.
Saw about 18 of them. But
How much popcorn everything you bought?
They make it up on the popcorn.
But you know what we also learned about this guy in France?
Spider-Man.
That baby was holding on for a long time.
Fourth floor balcony.
He was dangling off the balcony. Yes. The little boy was. And a man on the street saw him and climbed up the balcony. It wasn't an easy climb, But he he climbed up and was able to get the baby and pull him to safety. Now, where was the baby's dad? I forgot what they said he was doing, why he wasn't there, because he could face some prison time.
They're in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this guy's a hero, yeah, man. Woo.
He is definitely a hero.
This goes to
show
you. They
call him Lay Spider-Man.
Fat people can't do that. And that baby still be up there. Somebody fat see that.
Oh, wow. That's what we learned today?
I learned.
That's what you got out of the
hero story?
Wow.
What is Steve Harvey?
I'm glad you didn't go with a fat baby. I'm glad we didn't take that route.
Oh, that's right. Had that been a fat baby.
Why did Steve hire him?
Because they're friends.
We're friends.
And because you're right, Tommy.
Deal with
stupid
it.
Wins on this show.
Deal with it.
And it is time for closing remarks.
Oh, yeah.
Steve would be doing his closing
He's
remarks.
He's going to be proud of us today.
Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow to let us know all about it.
These are good ones. These are very good.
This is Jay and I right here.
Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Oh, we got it. We got it.
Oh, you got it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. So set it up, Tommy. Set it up.
All right. I got a little music. You know, we just going to just drop a little bit of it to start the closing remarks.
Yes.
Because the closing remarks today.
You about to cry?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Doggone rockets. Uh-huh. Like a worry me.
The title.
Uh-huh.
Of this closing remark.
Woo!
You were at the game.
Is living
Nate.
And
Nate.
Dying
Nate.
By the three.
Nate.
Are you going to make it?
Yes.
I'm not going to make it.
So what we're going to do today
Go ahead,
is
Jeff.
We're going to give you quotes that losers say when they lose. Steve is all about winning, and that's good, but no one ever speaks to the losers.
Why do you have to say losers like that?
To what losers say. So today, Tommy and I will give you quotes that losers say when they lose as our closing remarks. Like this one right here.
Uh-huh.
You want the serious music now, too, though? You
want no, I want go this. To we want, I like this. Go to serious music? Okay, go.
It doesn't matter to
doesn't
me.
Doesn't matter.
I lost.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Set the mood.
Yeah. Turn the lights.
It feels so much warmer.
Turn the lights down.
Turn the lights down. Right there. Right there.
Turn the lights down. You're doing it, Cat. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Right there. I like that. Yeah. These are quotes that losers say when they lose. First one is this one, Tommy. Very dear. Yeah. Very serious. The reason we lost is because the other team scored more points.
That's it.
That genius.
We didn't lose. Uh-huh. We got second. These are things that losers say.
Okay.
Come on, Rockets.
Things that losers say.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can win.
Yeah.
It's how you act when you lose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes the mature man.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here you go.
Uh-huh.
Winning is only half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Having fun is the other half.
I love it.
That's what
you're
all about with.
Make yourself feel good. Work it out for yourself.
Here's what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Don't let the scoreboard reflect what we really did out there on that floor, okay?
Well, I think it does, though.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's what they go by.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta come to work hurt.
Yeah.
He know who I'm talking about.
Chris Paul.
Oh, Chris.
Play with your leg hurt. You left us hanging. How you let your leg get in the way?
Yeah. Here's another one. I can tell you why we lost.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you why we lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know why we lost?
Why?
Because we didn't win.
These are things that losers say. Loser quotes.
We lost because we don't have enough light-skinned people.
Too far.
I'm sorry. But we are recruiting light-skinned people. Howard Hewitt, if you are available, he might be able to shoot the three. El DeBarge.
Smokey Robinson, we need you.
Drake, come on.
He don't play for Toronto. Uh-huh.
You got that right.
I have to piggyback on that topic.
What?
Come on. We had way too many dark-skinned guys on our team.
So that's why you lost. This sucks. This sucks. But okay, congratulations. One more.
One more. The only way to beat Curry is to have Steph Curry's daddy on your team. He can beat the boy.
Thank you, Bob. We love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.